Texte numéro 10. Block on GM rice has cost millions of lives and led to child blindness. Rigid international regulations have been blamed for delaying the approval of a food that could have helped save millions of lives this century. The claim is made in a new investigation into the controversy surrounding the development of golden rice by a team of international scientists. Golden rice is a form of normal white rice that was genetically modified 2 decades ago to provide vitamin A to counter blindness and other diseases in children in the developing world. However, golden rice is still struggling to gain approval in most nations. It has not been made available to those for whom it was intended in the 20 years since it was created, states a scientist. Had it been allowed to grow in these nations, millions of lives would not have been lost to malnutrition, and millions of children would not have gone blind. Vitamin A deficiency is practically unknown in the West, where it is found in most foods. For individuals in developing countries, however, vitamin A is a matter of life or death. Lack of it is believed to be responsible for killing more children than HIV, tuberculosis or malaria, around 2,000 deaths a day. On a global scale, about a third of children under 5 suffer from the condition, which can also lead to blindness. Golden rice has not been made available to those for whom it was intended in the 20 years since its creation. In Bangladesh, China, India and elsewhere in Asia, many children subsist on a few bowls of rice a day and almost nothing else. For them, a daily supply of golden rice could now bring the gift of life and sight. However, many ecology action groups, in particular Greenpeace, have tried to block approval of golden rice because of their general opposition to GM crops. Another problem is an international treaty on biosafety, which aims to ensure the safe handling, transport and use of living modified organisms, and which came into force in 2003. This treaty contains a highly controversial clause known as the precautionary principle. The latter states that if a product of modern biotechnology poses a possible risk to human health or the environment, measures should be taken to restrict or prevent its introduction. As a result, every aspect of golden rice development, from lab work to field trials to screening, became entangled in a web of rules and restrictions. It is only in the last few years that steps have been taken to give it approval, though so far only in the US, Canada and Australia. It is still awaiting the go-ahead, hopefully by the end of this year, in countries such as the Philippines and Bangladesh, where it is far more urgently needed. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2019.